You might have seen their books or comics or been to one of their museums to see their collection of weird artifacts. Ripley's, believe it or not, exhibits its collections across the globe, but...
Believe it or not...
Yeah. There aren't too many items from the southwestern U.S.
Ripley's is about to change that with a bizarre buying bazaar today and tomorrow in Phoenix.
The Science Center's Michelle Meyer says the museum is in the middle of hosting its first Ripley's exhibit.
A lot of items, like the two-headed calf, has a lot to do with genetics. So when you're in the exhibition, guests can learn about what causes this.
Ripley's VP of Exhibits and Archives, Edward Meyer, says the bazaar will be a little different than what you'll find in the exhibit. Not many people will bring a two-headed calf, for instance.
Certainly the most common thing is what I simply call hobby art, something that somebody has made from an unusual medium.
Meyer says the most exciting hobby art so far was in St. Augustine, Florida.
We had a guy who had three life-size motorcycles on the back of his truck, all made from bones.
Animal bones of all different types and sizes. Meyer says he's never seen anything like it. We'll see if Phoenix can top that. The Science Center's Michelle Meyer says she hopes we can.
We have a great artistic community here that do unique pieces. It'd be great to have something from Phoenix, from Arizona, showcased in one of Ripley's Believe It or Not museums.
You can bring your items to the Science Center lobby. You don't have to buy a ticket to the Science Center if you just want to attend the bazaar. Meyer will be there to give items what he calls an odd appraisal, and if he likes it, he'll buy it for the Ripley's permanent collection.
The Buyer's Bazaar is today and tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. The Ripley's Believe It or Not exhibit runs through May 4th at the Arizona Science Center.